Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel 107.5 FM Greenville, South Carolina, the Jalapeno Channel 87.9 FM Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with The Trenches by Pop Evil. It is Let's Muck and Fun Day. It's the 22nd day of August, 2022. It's 12:04 Pacific Time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program. Listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 667-770-1530. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 667-770-1530. And then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you're going to have to punch in *6 to unmute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. It is currently 79 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson. Looks like a going to have a high of 81 for the Klamath Basin here. And it's dry. God damn, it's dry. I cannot believe we are not socked in with smoke, but we've been lucky on the just the direction of the wind. That's all. Because it is fucking so dry out there. I mean, and the sun is so oppressive. I mean, even at 70 fucking degrees, it feels like it's goddamn, I don't know, like somebody's fucking got lighting a match to your fucking arm. All right, let's see what we're going to get into here. U.S. oil and gas firms made $74 billion in profits last year. That sounds fair to me, doesn't it, to you? They must have done, these CEOs, they must be fucking, you know, using those pencils and stuff. They must have done something to fucking create all that goddamn wealth, mustn't they? Let's find out what it is. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
Alrighty then. U.S. oil and gas firms made, I mean, the gas firms made, the CEOs, those guys in those goddamn suits, fuck if they get a little bit of ink on them, they gotta go buy a new $1,000 fucking shirt. Those guys, those oil and gas firms made $74 billion in profits last year. Where do them profits come from, people? Out of your goddamn pocket. They had a glut of goddamn oil. They will not explain that, see? They won't go back and, what happened to the glut? I want to know what happened to that fucking glut of oil. How did you fucking move it? We had to pretend to start a goddamn, World War III to get that goddamn glut of oil fucking hid so that we could fucking shell it out a little bit at a time and fucking pick your fucking pockets for the last goddamn money you got. This is from Oil Price. It was sent in by Misty for discussion on From the Trenches, worldreport.com. U.S. oil and gas companies generated. See, they generate. What they do is generate. They sit there with their goddamn checkbooks and they fucking, their goddamn computers and they generate fucking goddamn wealth. They create nothing. They create nothing but fucking misery for other people. That $73.7 billion came out of our fucking pockets as fucking poor as we are. Keep that in your fucking head. Generated profits worth $73.7 billion last year on the back of improving prices. Improving prices. You fucking cocksuckers. We're Americans. We're all supposed to be Americans. The price of gas goes up ain't a good thing for none of us. It hurts our economy. When gas dropped down, there was a point there, I can't remember, it's been a couple, 3 years. It dropped down. When it did, I seen fucking things. God damn, everything started happening. This is another way they're starving this goddamn country down. We need to fucking put these cocksuckers in the ground. This is one of the outtakes from a new report from EY titled U.S. Oil and Gas Reserves Production and ESG Benchmarking Study. What benchmarking study? What are you going to benchmark? You fucking con men. You think you use a big old fucking word like, I don't know, that's how come $73 billion in my pocket. I was benchmarking stuff like, yeah, you see? That's what I was doing. See the sweat? See that little drip of sweat on my fucking brow? That's a $73 million drip of fucking sweat. The study detailed the latest production trend and how the 50 largest public exploration and production companies can improve their ESG standing, but it also reported on things like profits, revenues, and cash return to shareholders. Are you going to talk about the fucking exports you're fucking putting out there? Are you going to tell us how much of that was fucking from exports that were fucking banned some not even 4 fucking years ago in this country, had been banned since the 70s? You thieving son of a bitches are not keeping it. This was also a substantial amount at $18.1 billion in 2021, up to 122% from up. See, when we're talking about their profits, they've been making record profits since 08 when they fucking douched our fucking country, when they bankrupted our fucking country. They have been making record fucking profits, and then they come out, well, we're up 122 fucking percent profits. You know that's got to be fucking lawful. You know they got to be on the up and up, right? You goddamn can't steal with a fucking gun that fast. Where are we here? ESG standing reports on things like profits, revenues, and cash return to shareholders. And you know who's holding all those fucking shares? Oi, oi, and thong, ding, dan, dow. You go look at those fucking gas companies and start tearing into them. And who owns what? And when you get down to the bottom line, it's going to be down, 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 down. Owns your goddamn fucking, all the goddamn oil companies that have the leases that we haven't approved. I did not approve one fucking lease. I did not say one fucking goot could take one motherfucking drip of fucking oil out of my fucking country that belongs to me. Did you? These son of a bitches are running rogue and we got to fucking shut it down. Let's see here. Go ahead.
Hank, your Japanese or your Chinese is perfect.
you understood.
Hey, but how about the? Oh, I understood it perfectly.
Oh, cool.
But what do you think about? All I heard when his gas prices were going up was it's Putin's fault. It's Putin's fault. Did you hear that?
No, you see, there's a pile of papers out there that got signed by a bunch of fucking cocksucker international gangsters is what they are, and Putin's one of them. But
that's all you heard.
Yeah, but there's just a pile of papers signed. All of a sudden, I'm fucking. Hey, who are these sanctions hurting, my friend?
Well, I know who they're hurting. Whenever you put sanctions on, it hurts your own country.
You goddamn right it does. And what's going?
Goddamn right. That's how it works.
Tell me how what's going on in Ukraine is any of our business.
What's that?
Tell me how what's going on in Ukraine is any of our business.
Absolutely none.
Exactly. So this whole fucking thing here, they had a glut of oil, and so they opened up the fucking reserves. They didn't. There was no even. I mean, like anything. They just passed a fucking bill in the middle of the fucking night. To change a law in the United States of America, don't you have to go through the ratification process if that Constitution was real, which it ain't? Don't you have to go through Article 5 to make a law or change a law?
The way it's supposed to work. You know as well as I do, that ain't the way it works.
No, sir, it ain't. And I mean,
have a good afternoon, Frank.
I'm going to do it. You do the same. All right.
It was COVID-19, which doesn't exist. High gas prices.
Oh yeah, I forgot about that. Dang it! I knew there was a real excuse that was work that was fucking plausible. I guess is the word I'm looking for. Yeah, COVID-19. I don't care what the fuck it is. Oh, somebody stole $700 billion last night, and we got them cornered. Oh, wait a minute, they're walking away. What's going on? Why is it, they're saying something? What COVID-19? They just said COVID-19 just walked away. It is unfucking believable. We're like little fucking kids, man. Just say the magic word, and you can steal, you can kill, you can commit pedophilia on little children. You fucking pricks. For now, your days are coming when we will, the American people will stand up and fucking enforce our unalienable, unchangeable, ratified by we the people through our fucking elected representatives, which we can't even elect the representatives because we're not a goddamn fucking republic anymore. It's a fucking corporation. It's fucking Walmart muscling us around. Muscle me around, Walmart, you motherfuckers. I seen your boys. I mean, they had a little thing on one of the videos. They were showing these guys coming out. They're going to be the IRS agents. Fucking laugh at you. I'll fucking drop fucking 10 of you before you even get your fucking gun shifted in if you don't shoot yourself with it. You dirty, rotten, fucking son of a bitches. You've declared war on the American people. You know what? We're down. Don't be fucking surprised. Oh, goddamn. No violence. We can't have no violence, guys. Over in goddamn Russia and Ukraine, you can have all the goddamn violence you want if it drives the fucking price of gas up to $5 a gallon for regular here. Violence is a wonderful thing over there. Violence is a wonderful thing in Syria where they have a third of the fucking country fucking occupied. The third that holds the fucking oil reserves for fucking Syria. Oh, it's a wonderful thing violence is. Excuse me. But don't you get violent.
Isn't the Ukraine fighting for a new world order?
Oh, well, I believe, I don't know. Let me see here. Let's check here. Let's see. What's
there? For the rest of us that aren't Ukrainians, I think the world, quite frankly, Kira, is surprised by the
I'm surprised.
Ukrainian people to stand up and fight. Are you?
Well, I'm not surprised. We have been fighting Putin for the last 8 years, and we had thriller revolutions in our country when we did not agree with what was going on with the direction of where we're moving in. But right now, it's a critical time because we know that we not only fight for Ukraine, we fight for this new world order for the democratic countries. We knew that we are the shield for the Europe.
That's one of their ministers right there. I got to believe that, yeah, we're fighting for the new world order. All that goddamn millions and billions of dollars you guys are seeing goes out through the goddamn, Biden, okay, he took it out of his wallet. He's got this fucking Superman wallet big as my fucking house. He just peeled off the bills and he hands them to him because it's his money, don't you know? We fucking take this shit. We allow this shit. That's why we get this shit, people. Because we allow it. Because we don't have to allow it. We could wipe these son of a bitches out and fucking... If everybody acted as one, everybody understood as one, we could wipe these fuckers off in a day. Clear off the goddamn planet. There ain't that goddamn many of them. And if everybody in this goddamn world understood what they're doing to them right now, killing fucking... They're killing millions of people with their fucking goddamn biological kill agent. They're fucking, this thieving that we're seeing that we're getting fucked here, they're getting fucked all over the goddamn world. We're fucking outnumbering them by so grossly, it's unbelievable. I keep saying this is going to go down into history and some people are going to look at this and go, what? That little handful, those little weasel fucking worm motherfuckers handled the whole goddamn planet? Those punks, those fucking pedophile motherfucking pieces of shit? And they let them because they had to let them because they could wipe their fucking ass out. So if they don't wipe their fucking ass out and stop them, they're letting them.
Hey, Eric.
That hurts.
Hello?
Yeah, come on in.
Yeah, do you think if the police were there that the people would actually go after them, or do you still think that they would be too cowardly to do that?
Oh, yeah. It's a definite, we have a cowardice problem in this country, make no mistake about it. I mean, people have put, I mean, god damn, I think about it when I think about doctors and shit, you know. People go, I watch people go, we're going to go to the doctor. I listen to them talk. I really do. And I mean, it's like, I am the most important son of a bitch in the world. When I go see the doctor, I mean, he's going to give me this. I try to act like it's a part of their family. And that doctor would die before he'd let them die. And they're just a fucking piece of meat that doctor's trying to get rid of because he gets fucking bucks when they go to the fucking morgue. And they're so goddamn fucking arrogant and full of themselves and stupid. Those who fail to remember history end up repeating it, don't they? And that's what we're seeing here. They don't give a shit. There's goddamn fucking probably about close to 8 billion fucking people in this goddamn country. You think that you sitting there, well, you do have power because you own this country. You have it. I mean, you have the fucking Bill of Rights. We have the right to fight. We have the right to enforce our law. But I mean, just the average person, I swear they got such a high opinion of themselves. Well, nobody's ever, I mean, that doctor, he would dive on a grenade before he'd let me die. You are so fucking gullibly stupid. You're just fucking, I mean, you're one of 8 billion fucking people. They call you a goddamn human resource. Ain't you getting it? Just so happens that you have that Bill of Rights and you have a fucking couple of billion fucking guns that they know about. Hell of a lot more they don't know about. And you could wipe their fucking ass off this goddamn planet, but hey man, my life's just more important than my child's, I suppose. More important, go look at your grandchild. And tell yourself, yeah, goddamn, my, whatever years I got left is more important than that kid's whole fucking life. Let him grow up to be a fucking goddamn pedophile little fucking communist little piece of shit like fucking Hog Boy. That could be make you real proud. You're a bunch of goddamn cowards. That's all there is to it. I'm sorry. It ain't me doing it. Go ahead.
If you think the police weren't there, if those pieces of shit weren't working for them, do you think that people would go after the Fauci's and the Gates and the Rothschilds and the Rockefellers? Do you think they would do it, or would they still be too cowardly, even without a police force stopping them?
I think they'd be too big of pussies. I think that.
I agree.
My friend, I think that fucking. You know, I grew up in a place up in the fucking up in the fucking mountains. A rough fucking logging camp on a fucking reservation. And I tell you, there were no pussies up here. But I go out in everywhere I look out into other places, and the men that I'm supposed to be looking at are supposed to be men. I guarantee you have never been in a fucking fist fight in their life. Not even a girl slap fight in their whole fucking life. Man, it's going to be a toughening up kind of process as millions of us are getting slaughtered. Once they see a relative fucking die, maybe they'll learn how to at least put their dukes, go quit swinging with their hands at least. Maybe they'll learn to put their fucking dukes up. Maybe they lose a child or a wife. Maybe they'll even learn that, well, I sure got this gun polished. Maybe I should fire the son of a bitch. But you're absolutely correct.
Go straight to the police. As soon as they see their relatives die, they're going to go straight to the people that are protecting the fucking pedophiles.
Yes.
Because now the grown men are walking around with superhero T-shirts on, Superman T-shirts, playing fucking video games, Avengers. Like,
dude,
it's fucking sad.
I look at it. I look at these. You know, there's a movie coming out. Goddamn, the Hulk. You know, and I think about. Goddamn, when I was like, you know, 6, 7, 8 years old, when I was first learning how to read, when I was a little tiny boy, I used to go down to the store there and I'd get goddamn funny books. These motherfuckers are goddamn fucking, they watch these movies like they're real fucking, those are for kids. But these son of a bitches, I mean, they're, I don't know, a complete lost generation, I don't get it. I mean, but the bottom line is when you see these kids these days, they're sitting on their ass with a goddamn square thing, and their eyes are square. That's all there is to it. Our kids, they've got, when we go somewhere, you leave that son of a bitch at home. You're going to be without that bastard. Get used to the idea. We're going somewhere where it won't even work. But, I mean,
I got a great story for you about that.
Go for it.
So I work in a warehouse where occasionally you have to pick up some pretty heavy shit. And this 27-year-old kid works there. He's into computers and all that stuff, watching the cartoons, and he was helping me. I'm almost 40. And he went down to pick up a heavy box with me and wrenched his back and had to go home just from picking up one fucking box that I do on a regular, like, he went home.
I hear you. I got a nephew.
He went home. He's like 25 years old.
Yeah, I got a nephew just quit a job because, you know, he was, I knew, well, some specs came up and took the goddamn company over. Specs. I'm sure it was paid for by our fucking government to give the specs. Motherfuckers from California. Before that, he would work for that company for like 6 fucking years. And then he fucking goes to, he's seeing, he's watching these goddamn specs. And their goddamn relatives are saying, you know, like they're going out and having pedicures together, but they're living a good life on our goddamn dime, guys. Don't make no mistake about it. But then he sees them standing around. They're sitting for 2 or 3 fucking hours, not hitting a fucking lick while he's working his goddamn ass off. The oldest employee there. And I mean, he runs the fucking place. I mean, he's the only one that really can. He's the only one that can clean the pools or he knows what the fuck he's doing. So they're going to cut their own throat. Okay, he quit the other day. But they're going to cut their own throat because you try to get a goddamn plumber. You try to just get a fucking handyman. You're looking at 2 weeks for somebody to come out for $100 and tell you what they think. Not hitting a fucking lick. But this is what, I understand exactly what you're fucking, and that's what keeps, I mean, you talk about pissed. Now he is pissed. Because like you said, fucking, I mean, he said, I don't care. I'd rather go, he had another fellow he could go to work for, he's worked for before, I mean, years ago. But, it's hard work. He's 41 years old. And he said, I'd rather work my fucking ass off twice as fucking hard, just so long as everybody else is fucking working that's there with me. I don't want to work and watch other people sit on their fucking ass, draw and getting fucking paid to sit on their ass while I fucking work. I don't know. It's just a little thing with him. And I can't blame him. Anyways, where were we here? Oil prices. $74 billion in profits. Now, you know them people. They deserve that money. I mean, they have made phone calls. They have signed documents. I mean, that's what put the fucking gas in your fucking car, isn't it? And once again, like the gentleman said there, you know, bunch of pussies. You're a bunch of fucking pussies. To have this kind of power that we have, it is so frustrating to sit here and watch it and know how strong, how powerful our people are. But what big pussies they are. You can be the toughest guy in the fucking world if you're a fucking candy ass and duck your head and just take a fucking beat and every time somebody walks up to you, all that muscle don't matter at all, does it? Anyway, where are we on this son of a bitch here? The report noted that despite the higher prices that pushed profit and cash returns much higher, companies have been careful with capital expenditure because of the transition push. Now, fuck, I thought that was pretty, the transition push. Oh, yeah, that's right. You're going to change who I am? You really think so? Because I'm telling you right now, it ain't working at all. I still do exactly what I've always done. One of you cocksuckers gets in my way, I ain't one of these fucking little spindly bastards. I'll smack you right flat of your fucking ass right where or knock you out right where you're at. But I mean, this transition, you ain't got the goddamn right. A handful of you motherfuckers do not have the right to say, oh, everybody's going to change the way they live. Fuck you. We're going to change the way how you die, son of a bitch. Because there are enough men. I mean, the guy's right. You even completely removed their goddamn fucking standing Blackwater fucking private army. And these fucking cunts went, I might hurt somebody. I ain't even been in a fight with a girl. You know, fucking, he's right. But there's also about 40 million people that aren't fucking punks. That grew up in the fucking real fucking world. They grew up where you fucking fisted it. I mean, that here in this town where I grew up, man, I mean, goddamn. I mean, this used to be a rough fucking place. Now they're fucking, I mean, you're talking about calling the goddamn sheriffs for a fist fight in junior high school. For a fucking family. I've talked about it to my friends, and we laugh about it. Used to be you go here, even when my kids were growing up here, you go over to the grade school, and there's just piles of kids fighting. That's all it was. I mean, that fighting was everything here. And we're a tough fucking town, man. And when you got into the higher grades, of course, in the springtime, you had the fucking, you know, the bloods up for the, we were natural people, and there was a lot of goddamn good fights. Enjoyed them. Enjoyed watching them. Enjoyed participating. And, but it was a normal fucking place. The people were fucking normal. And when they came through it as adults, they came through it as normal, decent adults. They weren't looking to fuck with nobody or fuck anybody over. They had nothing to prove to anyone. They proved it growing up. They didn't peak in high school. They were going on with their fucking lives. And now, here we are in this goddamn mess here, people. I tell you, there's only one way to clean this up. And it ain't through fucking goddamn petitions. It ain't through fucking phone calls. It ain't through fucking voting. You fucking, if you vote, you're a retard. I heard retard was, they done made another list of words that you ain't supposed to say. Retard. You are a fucking retard. If you fucking vote and think your fucking vote means something in this fucking foreign election, you should be arresting the people that are fucking voting. This is an occupational fucking goddamn election put on by an occupation that's occupying your fucking land in violation of the highest law of your fucking land. They haven't had the chutzpah to fucking remove that Bill of Rights, but they sure are in fucking violation of it. Every goddamn word of it, there's not one fucking article that they are not in grossly in violation of. And it is our goddamn responsibility. I mean, when they said, well, here's your Bill of Rights. The government's going to take care of this for you. But just to chain the government. I see. Now, whoa. It's just like when they told us that we didn't even need a Bill of Rights. Goddamn. Go ahead and read that Constitution. What in there could hurt you? Well, right off the fucking bat, I see that Commerce Clause and I see that General Welfare Clause. That's called open subject matter law. I understand law. I know what you can do with that, you son of a bitch. But if I got the Bill of Rights, I can check your ass. I can take you try and commit treason with those two fucking open subject matter fucking clauses in your fucking Constitution that never was because it was never ratified by the people and the people never gave consent to it. Plain and simple, and you fucking know it. But I can go to those goddamn fucking clauses and I can say, these are fucking open subject matter. These are not defined. In law, everything is defined. That's what I love about it. They talk about the judicial system of America. This is the fuckingest. There is no judicial system in America. Do you people even understand what fucking law is? Law has to be based in fucking fact. It can't be conjecture. It can't be arbitrary. It cannot be capricious. It has to be fucking equal, and it has to be the same, and there has to be a standard that is met. You do not go this side of that standard. You can't go to that side of that standard. That's a goddamn fact. Otherwise, you can't have a fact, and you cannot come to a just fucking goddamn verdict. I don't see why people, you know, I know, but then again, I know there's a lot of people fucking even understand that, but they are fucking pussies. If that goddamn Blackwater Army was fucking gone, these son of a bitches would still fucking take it right. They'd let some fucking weenie come up and cornhole them. It's disgusting. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM Chilliwack, the state of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this program on the air, go to FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com and hit that donate button. Or you can mail donations to Henry Shively at Post Office Box 964, Chilliwack, Oregon 97624. Your contributions are appreciated and needed. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It is 12:37 Pacific time, and that was Nazareth with Expect No Mercy. And Expect No Mercy. Expect no fucking help, like the guy said. There will be, people will come together eventually, but that's what I'm talking about. You got 40 million people that really would come and go out and kick the fuck out of these cocksuckers. It's all the other son of a bitches in the way. It's, you know, fight or fucking run or get the fuck out of the way. But they're going to stay in the way because they've made bucks off this shit. They made dollars and filled their fucking pockets by fucking selling out your goddamn rights. And they know that there's no way they're going to get to hang on to it because of the way they got it. We're going to take it away from you. And your ass is going swimming. You can reach that goddamn fucking 100-mile marker. Good luck to you. Maybe a Jap, a Chinese, Chinaman, or a fucking some son of a bitch will pick you up, but they ain't coming to our fucking shore. Fossey to leave federal government in December after decades as national top infectious disease expert. This is from CNN. It was sent by Galen for a discussion on From the Trenches, worldreport.com. This filthy little rat-faced cocksucker has been sucking and milking. I mean, again here, people, what is this motherfucker any good for? Tell me. Dr. Anthony Fauci is departing his roles, plural, as the director of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Disease and as chief medical officer to President Joe Biden at the end of the year, marking the end of nearly four decades as the national top infectious disease. You know how much the fucker is the highest paid son of a bitch in the whole goddamn, in the whole fucking mafia mess down there we got called. That they're calling the government that we know is the United States Corporation. That rotten little fucking murdering son of a bitch. What he's doing is he's going to, I think it fucking, he sees the writing on the fucking wall. And he's going to have him, he'll have him a plush fucking goddamn spider hole. We're going to find you, Fossey. There's nowhere you can hide. You fucking live long enough for us to get a hold of you. You will fucking hang for treason and sedition. And if for violation of the fucking supreme, superior, absolute, unalienable law of we the people. We the people who ratified it through our representatives of December 15, 1791. You are in gross violation. You have violated it to the point of fucking being put against the fucking wall, bastard. You've done it on fucking paper, so you've signed your own fucking death warrant. All we got to do is show it to the jury. But here's this little son of a bitch. I mean, when I see this little fucker, I want to rip his goddamn face off personally. What a fucking jerk. I mean, God, you talk about the kid that got pushed down on the fucking playground. I am announcing today that I will be stepping down from the position of director of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Disease. NIAID, goddamn, another fucking acronym. There's a zillion of them. And chief of the NIAID laboratory of immunoregulation, as well as the position of chief medical advisor to President Joe Biden. Fucking, but advising a guy, that's like advising a door. That motherfucker has no brain cells. I will be leaving these positions. I'd like to know how much money we paid this son of a bitch over these years. This lying, dirty little rotten fucker, because, you know, we have found out that there is no way to fucking diagnose this shit. It's all been a fucking lie from the fucking get-go. It's all been a fucking scam, a pharmaceutical scam. Every son of a bitch of one of them should be fucking arrested, should be fucking tried, and should be fucking hung or put against the fucking wall. Plain and simple, they lied. They killed people. They committed fraud beyond fucking fraud. And they're a bunch of fucking pedophiles on top of it. Fossey.
Operation Control.
Goddamn right. That was his fucking job. Fossey, 81 years old, has served as NIAID. It's N-I-A-D-I-D. NIAID. I don't know. For 38 fucking years. Starting in former President Ronald Reagan's administration. And really, when you think back, you know, I was thinking about it when I read this first time. You think about back to Reagan. Before that, you know, you had the fucking Carter, the communist son of a fucking bitch. Fucking, he's the one that brought all the goddamn food stamps and fucking all this fucking goddamn socialist communist motherfucking garbage. And then you think back before that, I mean, if you can, if you're as old as I am, unfortunately I am that old. And you think about goddamn, you know, something like infectious disease, it was just something, fucking never even thought of it would come up, you know, it was at the point where cancer was starting to really become a fucking issue. Because before that, fucking cancer wasn't even that big, I mean, you never, rarely heard of it. Until we started putting trillions of dollars towards a cure for fucking cancer. When we did that, then, man, everybody started dropping dead of fucking cancer. And then we find out that there were natural things that were right there at our finger fucking tips that would fucking take care of fucking cancer. But these dirty, I mean, these people, there's no words. There's no expressions to talk about just how loathsome these people are. And I don't even, they're not even people. They can't be. Because they don't care if they're killing little kids. I mean, that's what I just loved when some hypocrite motherfucker, one of them like fucking Joe Biden, or one of, you know, I hate to even talk about him. I don't want to give him credit for doing anything because he doesn't. He's a fucking, he is a goddamn meat puppet if ever one lived. But I mean, talking about fucking, oh, we got to sit for the children. Man, for the children, we gotta fucking, we'll point guns at you and threaten you and fucking do everything. We're gonna take it, bitch. But we'll do all this shit cause we chill for children. They're blowing the fuck out of little children over there in fucking Syria, over there in fucking Yemen, over there in the Middle East. I mean, slaughtering fucking kids. Oh, goddamn, go down to the Gaza Strip. What are they fucking, those goddamn fucking kikes are telling a fucking other, the people who they invaded, and it was a goddamn invasion and an occupation. The people whose land they're occupying, telling them how many calories they can eat a day. I'd fucking do anything to kill them too. Who in the fuck wouldn't? Oh, you should be, no, Henry, what am I thinking? I should be, no, violent. We don't want no violence. It's not violent when, they fire a bottle rocket out of the fucking Gaza Strip and it fucking goes and it lands and down there and makes a little two-foot hole in the fucking sidewalk. And they retaliate with goddamn daisy cutters that blow up whole fucking blocks. I mean, indiscriminately killing fucking goddamn tons of people. And they have used phosphorus. I've seen the goddamn clips. We can't use phosphorus. That's an international violation. Not for them. Yeah, this whole goddamn thing is falling apart on them. Everybody's realizing that fucking this has all been bullshit all our fucking lives. We were born into communism. That greatest generation that we were all trained to fucking bow to and, oh gosh, never speak badly of the greatest generation of fucking idiots. You know what you did, you greatest generation motherfuckers? You preserved international communism. You made sure that it fucking happened, buddy. And it's easily proven. That's what you fucking did. So I don't want to see your fucking vet hat or none of your other fucking shit. I'll spit in you right in your fucking face. You've never fucking fought to defend my goddamn liberty or my freedom. You have been instrumental in fucking the fucking attack on the fucking Bill of Rights. And then act like you're something. I'm the greatest generation. I peeled potatoes in World War II. Now this is not to say that fucking our people are not brave. Because you look, like in the South Pacific, of course, Japan brought in a false fucking flag. It's all been fucking duplicity every inch of the fucking way. But you fucking look at the guys that fought there, man, 100-1. They killed fucking the goddamn Japs off 100-1. That's impressive. Our people do have the chutzpah. They used to. They used to have the fucking balls. If they fucking, what I can't get out of you guys, I mean, fucking maybe one of you wants to explain it to me. You will fucking cross an ocean and you will go to a people's land where there's been no declaration of fucking war. You will go and that fucking son of a bitch says, charge that machine gun nest. You will stand up like a fucking American and you will charge that fucking machine gun nest and you fucking said, Medal of Valor and Honor will be attached to your fucking corpse. But you fucking let them do this to us right here where we fucking live. You're letting the fucking communists run fucking amok right here in the United States and the fucking fascists and calling it goddamn capitalism. Well, they're both can't be. You know, it can't be that way they told us. Not what they taught us in school. When I was a little boy, it was them goddamn communists. They hate capitalism. They hate you for having stuff because you're a cap. Well, we didn't really have that much shit because you were stealing so fucking much. You just throwing better scraps from my fucking table to me, you cocksucker. But at any fucking rate, it was fucking the goddamn, why will you go across the sea because a government, I mean, a slimy fucking Zionist pig shit eating motherfucking government, a guy, some fucker in a suit who wouldn't fucking, I mean, he's never been in a bitch slap fight. You'll go across an ocean and you will charge a fucking goddamn machine gun nest for him, but you won't fucking stand your ground here on your own goddamn fucking, in your own goddamn country. You will not stand for liberty. You will not stand for fucking freedom. You wear your fucking hat and think you fucking mean something to me. Makes me want to fucking puke and spit on you. Does nothing for me.
It's because they worship the police. They don't want to fight the police. They know that to do this, they have to fight the police, and they've been taught to worship those evil motherfuckers.
Well, fuck, dude, at the beginning, man, when we first started talking about this shit, they were taught to worship the goddamn army and navy, too. That we weren't supposed to have a standing army in this country, and we were taught to fucking worship it. They taught us from the time of George Washington, the father of our country.
No, George Washington was a fucking Mason, son of a bitch. Just like his buddy John Adams. And when the fucking sword was surrendered at Yorktown, what was the first words out of Adams' mouth? Let's declare a president, I mean a fucking, a king. Another, we trade our King George for our King George. And then they tell you when you're a little kid, you know, you get the fucking explanation and, oh, he was magnanimous. And saying, oh, no, I could never do that, be the rule. That could never be the monarch like that. You lying son of a bitch. If they thought they could get away with it, they'd have done it right there on the spot. I guarantee fucking it. But what was the deal? Well, they had a lot of private armies that they were paying out of their fucking own pockets. They owned the goddamn Continental Armies. You guys know that, right? They weren't fucking freedom fighters coming out of the goddamn mountains like the militia. They were owned. They went and signed a roster. They worked for these filthy rich motherfuckers who let them starve, by the way, as they were fucking getting their asses shot up. But they did it for an ideal. These are city boys. They did it for the idea of freedom and liberty. And that's what they sold them on, was freedom and liberty. You're doing this for freedom and liberty. How would it have set if John Adams would have walked out there and goes, we have your new king, King George. Well, I tell you what would have happened was the fucking militias would have came out of the fucking mountains. They'd have went to Pennsylvania. And they went and they had no, they would have went, hey, private, we're paying you still. You're still in the army. Get up there and fight your brother there. So we can have a king here, I don't think that would have worked out too well, do you? I think they would have turned their guns on them son of a bitches and done what should have been done. God, if it had only been done, if they just wiped those motherfuckers out. There wasn't a hand, just like now. Wasn't a goddamn handful, and there was nobody to protect them. What they were doing was blatantly fucking treasonous. I mean, just fucking claiming judicial fucking authority over the fucking all the people. I mean, that was what the people, when the people stood up at Lexington and Concord, they were standing up for their goddamn rights. They weren't there to create a new country. They were standing up for their goddamn rights as British fucking goddamn citizens. Believe it or not, they were supposed to have rights, but the king and the man, old Benjamin Franklin, he went over there to fucking England. He told them about everybody's rich in America. They've went in, goddamn, the land is fertile, and they've went and they've worked their fucking asses off. Like the fucking goddamn workers that they are. The Irish. Mostly Germans. The Scottish. They've went in and they've worked their fucking asses off. Everybody's really well to do. They have their own plantations and stuff. Those should be mine! Those should be mine! That's all mine! They belong to me! Go get them! Go get them! And that's exactly what happened. There would have never been a goddamn Revolutionary War. You go down to the goddamn War of Northern Aggression, you know what they call the Civil War, and they were again having their fucking meeting over there in fucking goddamn England, and Rothschilds was getting married to another motherfucker. I can't remember what it was. It's in the book Pawns in the Game by Guy Carr. I know you're going to have a hard time, you know, this guy telling you he was a fucking priest. He was a priest. He was a fucking, I think he might have been an admiral even. I mean, he was way up there in the command, but he was a priest. And he tells about it. They brought the couple for these fucking Rothschilds, for these fucking people who got to call us gone. We're just shit beneath their fucking feet, they think. But fucking dangerous shit. They had a fucking goddamn a cake made in the shape of the United States. And they had the Mason-Dixon line fucking drawn across it. And we will cut these colonists in two that rose up against us, and we will make them kill each other, and you get all the fucking profits. That's your wedding present. These are the what you're fucking dealing with, people. And there's only a goddamn handful of them. And that dirt, you know, again, you put that fucking Benjamin Franklin. Oh, Mr. Hellfire himself. He was, I mean, that dirty, rotten, thieving, scumbag, son of a bitch. Every one of them that you were taught to fucking worship when you were a little kid was a low-life motherfucker. I'm telling you right fucking now. They were fucking Masonic dog shit. But they wanted to go up and fucking rank, you know. That's why We did have that little war, you know, that's why they had to hijack that that popular uprising for the people's fucking rights is English. They weren't fighting for a, you know, like a new bill of rights or anything. It's just their basic English fucking rights. They didn't want their land that they worked hard took from them. They didn't want the fucking product of their fucking labor took from them by a cocksucker sitting 3,000 miles away. And looks, I'm the king. I'm your king. I'm your sovereign. So will you work for me? No, I don't work for you, faggot fuck. No more than I work for that fat little bitch that's over there now. In fact, Henry, yeah, go ahead.
You know the movie The Patriot?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. You're reminding me of the scene where that Tory piece of shit, that traitor, sucked in the middle of the battle. He leans over and says, "Tell me about Ohio, because they're just going to give these fucks land."
Tell me about Ohio. Yeah. You fucking
These are the same families we're dealing with.
And when you go back, see, everybody thinks, you know, because we were raised. But there was the end of the war. The British surrendered, put up their hands, put up their guns, and went home and fucking with their tails between their legs. Bullshit. In fact, it was just merely a pause, actually, until the second revolution, which there's been two, and the second was the War of 1812. And after the War of 1812, those son of a bitches did go over to fucking England. They gave the king a charter to come across this fucking land known as the United States of America. To rape its fucking resources. All he fucking wanted. So he didn't have to have no war anymore, you see. He got everything he fucking wanted. And then this is how we end up with a goddamn administrative admiralty jurisdiction, which is a private jurisdiction. It belongs to the fucking queen. That's why there was the 13th fucking article of the fucking Bill of Rights said there could be no titles of nobility. Everybody running this fucking country right now is a fucking lawyer, which means they're an esquire. That'd be right on their goddamn envelope. Esquire. Esquire's just below a knight. And that is in service of the fucking queen. Just like Albert Pike fucking told you they were gonna do. It ain't like you weren't pre-warned. But when the people first, back in the day when people started, the fuck with this Albert Pike? I mean, this is what they're gonna try and do, guys. Well, they wouldn't have tried it then. People weren't as stupid as they are then, or they weren't just as mixed up or just in so many fucking directions. I mean, they had the common bond. I remember all these years ago. It's got to be 30 years by now. The first time I heard America didn't have a culture. America doesn't have a culture? Well, I grew up in the American culture, and I goddamn guarantee you we have a fucking culture. But that's when they started pumping in all these people from other fucking places. They started this multiculturalism. So we would lose each other in the fucking crowd. Like I said, there's 40 million of us right now to wipe these motherfuckers out. It's just these motherfuckers that are in the way because they made sure that, it's like, you know, a son of a bitch comes here right now from Saudi Arabia. He gets handed fucking enough money to buy a fucking gas station and a goddamn fucking, hotel. That's why they own all the hotels and the gas stations. They hand them the fucking money and they don't have to pay no taxes for 10 years. And after that 10 years is up, they can just pass it on to their brother, their nephew, their son, and they never pay tax. They don't have to pay any fucking taxes. Now tell me that isn't a deliberate destruction of my fucking country, because it is. How dare you? You took that from me without due process of the fucking law that I am goddamn guaranteed, because all the wealth here belongs to the people. As individual free sovereign nationals of this fucking country. Hence, you had to take anything from any one of us, you have to go through the fucking procedures. That's why they were put in place, to keep these cocksuckers in check. To keep the chains that bound around that goddamn monster that the fucking anti-federalists saw. Plain as day. You ever fucking get to thinking that I'm fucking wrong on this? Read those anti-federalist papers. And show me what they told you they were going to do that they ain't done. And the reason they haven't done it isn't because it wasn't checked. Because when they wrote that Bill of Rights, they wrote it right off that goddamn anti-federalist papers. Oh, they're going to do this? This checks it. They're going to do this? This checks it. They're going to do this? This checks it. Hey, but you know what? The secret is, we have to fucking do it! They're not going to check themselves. They want to rule you. They want to own you like a goddamn piece of fucking property. So that's not going to happen unless we fucking do it. We have absolutely every right. They put it to law. that we had the right to kill them if they tried it. But we have to raise that. We have to quit polishing that fucking gun. Put some bullets in the son of a bitch and use it. We outnumber them. It's so fucking grossly, especially now that they're attacking on a goddamn worldwide basis. 7 billion fucking people can't take care of a few little fucking nasty bastards like this. We all know who they are. But it's like the guy said, man. If they didn't, I mean, I guess that's kind of why they had that defund the police and everything. We don't really need them. These cocksuckers are too big of pussies to use the guns they got. And they really didn't want them back until they started storming the goddamn fucking gated communities, if you'll notice. That's when the whole little fucking thing came back. We're the police. We're going to fund the police. Even Joe Biden, we got extra money for the police. They're storming the fucking walls of the castle. Oh, so you did. So they are your fucking police. And besides that, they can't exist. Again, we never gave no consent to have any kind of goddamn authority over us. None. They were never to have any authority over us. None. As individual free sovereigns, they could, I could throw my finger right up at the fucking president and tell him to shove it up his ass. And he tried to fucking fuck with me. I'll drag your ass into a common law court in your individual capacity. I'll have your fucking ass hung outside the courthouse. Got me, motherfucker? That's what we were supposed to be, people. That is what we were supposed to be. Now think how free you would fucking be if that's the way it was. Nobody can fuck with you, and you're not going to fuck with nobody, because we have a system of justice that's based in fact. It can't be, oh, well, the judge decided that we're not going to allow that piece of evidence that shows him hitting you in the head with that hammer in, because, well, the guy is charged, he's a Mason, and we can't let our Masons go to jail, okay? I mean, they've gotten about that goddamn blatant with it lately, people. Anyways, I've had enough of this psychosis. We will be back tomorrow at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern for another broadcast of the Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches. And until then, I mean, think about the word you heard today. That is the Word from the Trenches.